This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prizm, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hour 2 on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show had a trade overnight, as James Harden goes to the Clippers for a bunch of expiring contracts and some draft picks. Rangers over the Diamondbacks. They're up 2-1 in the World Series. Game 4 coming up tonight in Arizona. Lions handled the Raiders 26-14. Jahmyr Gibbs had a breakout game. Lions now 6-2. 877-3DP-SHOW is the phone number. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. Good morning, those watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, and our great radio affiliates around the country, including iHeartRadio and Fox Sports Radio. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Also, when you get a chance, go to danpatrick.com. Pre-order the Dan Patrick Show 2024 calendar. When the night shift starts, the nightmare begins. Five Nights at Freddy's, in theaters and streaming now on Peacock. I mentioned this before, that I am involved in Halloween coming up tonight. I am playing the role of an ogre, and there's a big Halloween party, and I come in, I got a costume apparently, and then my wife told me how I'm supposed to walk and sound as I come in and light the cauldron, and then they start the big party. So it's a performance. Performance art. This is what I'm doing. So I have this costume, and my wife goes, okay, you have to walk like this, and then you go, and I said, okay. And then you come in, and you're going to light the cauldron, and then the Halloween party starts. And then I said, what do I do after that? And then she said, start drinking. And I said, okay.
Oh,
all right. Now, I said, do I have to drink and go, and she goes, no, you can take off the costume. I'm going to have the costume on just for a little while, walk in, make my big debut as the ogre. My wife is really into this, as you can tell. Yes.
Your wife is?
No, I'm not. Trust me. No. I mean, If I have to be all in on this, then I will be all in on this.
Okay, I guess I will.
It's trick or treat. Yes, Paul.
How elaborate is the costume? Are there robes? Is there like a scepter? Is there a mask over your head and makeup?
I have no idea.
Oh, so the outfit's ready for you, and
yes.
You just have to get in it.
Yes. I haven't seen it.
Huh.
Yeah. I said, what time do I show up? She told me what time to show up. And I said, okay, am I supposed to hide the fact that I'm the ogre? And she said, you don't have to, but, you know, if you're going to stay in character. I said, oh, I'm in character. What am I, Daniel Day-Lewis here? I want you to be the ogre the entire night, even when you take off your costume. Yes, yes.
Tom. Is this in someone's house? Is it a social hall? Does someone rent out some facility? How many people are going to be at this thing?
You want to ask that question better?
Is this at someone's house or at a social hall?
No. You want to try it again? Where's the party going to be? You just gave me, you know, ask, answer, and then ask. Yeah.
The treat every year.
Yeah. So I'm not going to answer it now because, you know, ask,
I'm just
answer.
Trying to get what it's going to look like.
Hey, Dan, where's the party?
Oh, it's going to be at, you know, on the street. It's going to be, you know, some houses there.
We've started hosting adult bonfire party in our front, like side yard there.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming quite a thing.
Mm.
Suburban people look for any excuse to drink. I've noticed that. A couple years ago, we were the new people in the neighborhood, and we put a little bonfire out, a little table, and for candy, and then the kids come by. We're like, we're just going to sit up by the bonfire. Everybody came over and brought beer. Everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
And now people are saying, like, hey, you're hosting the beer fest, right?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's Halloween.
Yes, Marv.
I went to it a couple years ago, and you're right, because I was like, oh, Pauly, what's up? Hey, my son just did a little lap around a little cul-de-sac. Oh, I'll stay here.
Yeah,
we'll just hang out.
And that's before Marvin started drinking.
Mm.
Now, we should have him back. Now.
Yes, Todd.
If someone shows up at your doorstep, though, it's a little too old to be trick-or-treating, do you just play along? Do you give them a little bit of attitude? Like, really? Aren't you a little too old for trick-or-treat? Am I doing it again? I'm giving you some options.
What do you do? I don't need
Not
options.
Only are you doing it again, you do this question every single year.
I just find it very fascinating.
Starting October 1st through October 31st, maybe sometimes into November 1st.
Junior in high school shows up looking for M&Ms.
Todd, this is 5 years in a row that you've asked this question. Okay? Paulie asked the question.
Dan, what do you do if you see a kid who's a little too old at your doorstep?
I call Todd Fritz, and I say, Fritzy, I got somebody who's too old to be on my doorstep. What should I do? Should I maybe do this, or maybe I do that, or should I?
It's fun to give options. I turned it into like a poll question.
No, I don't need your options. You just ask the question.
You just give the kid candy.
Yeah.
That's I roll my eyes and then throw a little candy in there.
You just give him candy. Just like everybody else that comes to the door.
These are all things that bother you, and then you bring them up. But
how could that not bother everyone? It's someone that looks like they were like a senior in high school.
What are you
going to
do?
They want your,
what are you going to do?
They want your little fun-sized M&Ms.
Didn't your son go out when he was a little too old for trick-or-treating?
It was probably 1 year there where I'm like, you know, maybe we were done with this. You know,
did
it's time
you
to
say,
be a young man.
Hey, you shouldn't be going out. You're too old to be on somebody's doorstep asking.
I made a little comment like, really? You guys might want to wrap that up in resume or something.
Yes, Marvin.
What is Fritzy being the dad from Footloose? How come the kids can't have fun? Hey, there's teenagers that are doing the complete opposite, egging cars and all that other stuff.
That was last night.
Yeah, that was mischief night. Yeah, there was some toilet paper on my property.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Wow, kids still do mischief night?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. I snickered when I got up. Not
snickered. You Milky Way.
When I was leaving to come to work today, I saw the toilet paper and I did laugh.
No way.
Yeah, dude. I did laugh.
That's amazing.
And my daughter goes, you know, we did mischief night one night, although it ended up bad when the police came. And I go, wait, what happened? Well, one of the guys that we were out with, he threw a pumpkin through a window.
Wow.
And the house was being sold the next day, and then the police came, and I said, did they arrest him? Yeah, he was hiding at his home, but they eventually found him. And I'm like, mischief night shouldn't be a pumpkin through a plate glass window.
See, that's more criminal mischief night. You know, it's a little more than...
Egging somebody. I remember people would throw eggs, and then toilet paper was big. We also, I remember we had dog poop. You put it in a bag, and then somebody would light the bag and knock on the door.
Vintage.
Yes.
Classic.
And then they'd come out, and they'd stomp on the bag.
That kid sounds like the kid that you don't invite around anymore. Like the guy who, like, always takes it a little too far, and you're like, dude.
Here comes Tommy. Yeah.
Seth, really? That's what you had to throw through the window? You can just smash it in front of the house?
Yes, Todd.
Don't you wonder, all of you, like how Halloween devolved into that? It used to be bobbing for apples, which I always thought was disgusting, and kids dressing up in costumes. Why did that become throwing eggs or pumpkins through a window? Why does it have to? Why did it become that? And how did it become that? I know you can't personally answer that question, but I'm wondering, some kids somewhere decided, why don't we, instead of just putting on masks and getting
candy, what is wrong today?
Why don't we just break stuff and throw things?
I'm being honest. What is wrong today?
I don't know.
Like, it's Halloween. Why do all these things bother you?
I just have, over the years, I've just wondered certain things about, like, you know, we've had like a couple incidences in previous years where someone put something in front of the doors. Like, you know, why, what is that about? What's that got to do with candy? It's trick or treat, but how far do you need to go with the trick?
Dude. Exactly.
It's not. Mischief Night is always the night before Halloween.
Just have, can you just smile? Have fun?
Why is that even a thing?
Why do you get caught up like this? How old are you?
We had some incidences.
I'm 54.
You're like 100. Like, just enjoy.
I wouldn't enjoy having TP on and stool all at my front door in a bag.
What are you, a doctor? What are you, a
stool? Who calls
stool? Why would you do something like that? I was just getting ready to give everybody milk duds and M&Ms, and this is what you're doing.
You in discharge on my...
That dog left a stool on my front porch.
Who are the parents? Are the parents going
to
tell these kids not to do that?
Yes,
I used to want Halloween to get over because it's the anniversary of my dad's death. Now I want Halloween to get over because I'm sick of hearing Todd talk about Halloween.
God.
I'd rather talk about my dad.
Are you doing sports Halloween names today?
I got some names.
No, you're not doing it.
The earliest reference to Mischief Night is from 1790, where a headmaster encouraged the school play, which was entitled An Ode to Fun, which praises children's tricks on Mischief Night in the most approving terms. Mm. Kids would just play pranks. It was like a time to play pranks on people.
Mm. What were said pranks back in 1790?
I don't know, but there are probably like things that would also get you burned at the stake if you weren't too careful. So.
I was going to say, and hey, why don't you put your head underneath that? Wait, there's a big blade above me. Yeah, it's called a guillotine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, she's floating!
You know what I'm doing tonight? I'm going to egg and toilet paper Todd's house. And... I'm going to get a stool and put it on your front.
It's like, why?
Wow, I got
a burning stool sample in front of my door here. What is this?
I'm going to get a stool.
Someone's dressed as the color guard guy in the box. Hey, I don't have to go for a real colonoscopy. I'm just going to do this little box kit.
Get a couple of phone calls in here. What's poll question for hour two, Seton O'Connor?
Well, we just threw up there while we sort of literally threw up.
Yeah.
The Sixers are calculated or a mess?
I'd say they're a mess.
You would be with 81% of the audience then, Dan.
I don't know if they're less of a mess because they got rid of James Harden. Are they more threatening to win the NBA East or less threatening? That would be the question because, once again, I go back to Joel Embiid. If I'm Joel Embiid, maybe he didn't want Harden there, the Harden we see in the postseason. And normally, Harden is a no-show in the postseason. But if you're the Clippers, now all of a sudden, if Kawhi and or Paul George aren't playing, you know Russell Westbrook and James Harden will play. Because James, more than happy to shoot. And Russ is a great regular season player. And then you could say, all right, hey, these stars didn't play, but those stars did. And they're built, you know, they're moving into a new building next year. Now, I don't know if that's enough where you go, we got to go see the Clippers. Is James Harden going to be there next year? Is Russ going to be there? Paul George going to be there? Kawhi? I'm just not sure. It's not 2016 anymore. Yes, Marv.
In LA, correct me if I'm wrong, but the Clippers feel like the Chargers almost, or the Rams, where it's like, oh, they're really good, but they're still sixth on the totem pole. They're still behind UCLA basketball.
But I don't know if they're, like, the Chargers aren't good. The Rams aren't good.
But even if they were, it's not like, you know.
But you have star power. In this town, in Los Angeles, you got to have star power.
Oh, I'm with you.
They do have it. Like, you will go out and see four future Hall of Famers. Well, is Paul George a Hall of Famer? I'd say probably. I'd say probably not.
Probably not jersey retired worthy.
Oh, no, in your world. Yeah.
He wins the finals MVP.
Yeah. So he's going to get his jersey retired.
If he wins the finals MVP, PG-13 in the rafters.
Yeah, okay. Yes, Paulie.
See, I think I look at the L.A. Clippers a little differently. They're low on the totem pole of priority in Los Angeles, but I think they would play nationally if they were in the NBA finals because I think a lot of people are bothered by the over-coverage of an average Laker team and would like to, like, watch the
Clip. Average Laker team?
They were average last year.
They got to the conference finals.
They got swept, and they were.
They got to the conference finals.
They had a nice playoff run. They were.
Would you rather have been a Clipper fan last year or a Laker fan?
Probably a Laker fan. Yeah.
Yeah, of course
but
you would.
They were, you know, 3 games above 500. I'm saying, I guess they get more coverage than they're worthy of, the Lakers, for performance, and the Clippers get very little. I think the Clippers would get that a franchise that struggled for decades, and they're finally in the big show, the finals, and we get a lot of national coverage, a lot of positivity.
Yeah, I think it would be interesting if you got to see Kawhi play playoff basketball again. Make sure you pre-order the DP Show calendar. It's available. It's gorgeous for 2024. And also a little bit more tailgate moonshine is available. A couple of phone calls in here. Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback, will tell us if anybody is going to get moved at the trade deadline later on today. Lucas in Texas. Hey, Luke, what's on your mind?
Hey, Dan, good morning. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, Luke.
Hey, you used some language in the first hour that a buddy of mine and I were talking about yesterday. Why is it organizations like the Falcons get to say we made a mistake with a player, but players don't get to say I made a mistake in free agency? And like, I think that Devontae Adams made a mistake going to the Raiders. He overestimated, you know, Carr and the coach. So I just feel like if a player even approaches saying I made a mistake and tries to say I went out of here very quickly, they're selfish, but teams are being pragmatic. Can you help me make sense of that?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, but keep in mind Devontae Adams was going to reunite with Derek Carr in Las Vegas, and then they traded away Derek Carr. I don't think Devontae Adams wanted Derek Carr traded away. I don't think you can go, yep, Jimmy Garoppolo is who I want, not Derek Carr. So in fairness to Devontae Adams, he did want to go there. He wanted to get paid. And he knew Aaron Rodgers was done in Green Bay. He didn't want part of a rebuild. Lifestyle, go to Vegas. I mean, there's a lot of things that factored in there. Devontae Adams at least cares. I mean, you may not like the process of how he cares, where he's throwing his helmet. He sounds frustrated. You know, is he on the verge of a meltdown here? But it feels like, and I've said this for the last couple of weeks, that he doesn't want to be there. And you look at that organization, did he misjudge? Yeah, probably so. Because, you know, they had to kind of kick and scream Josh Jacobs trying to get back and get a contract. They got Max Crosby. They have three players who are at the top of their profession at those positions. Max Crosby is a great edge rusher, Devontae Adams, and Josh Jacobs. It's just you have a quarterback who's given credit for all he does is win, when really it's all he does is win with really good teams. He can't carry the team, and he missed Devontae Adams twice last night. This is a standalone game. If this was a 1 o'clock game, people wouldn't talk about it. But everybody got to see it. You got to see the frustration. You got to see ineptitude. And I think you can look at it from the Lions, that everybody got to see them as well. But you also got to see just how bad the Raiders are. And you got a coach that will probably not be there next year. Yes, Marv.
Are the Lions America's team? As far as like, you know what? Let's all root for them.
Close to it,
like
I think.
If your team doesn't make it, so I'm a 49ers fan. If the 49ers don't make it, I would be more than happy to see the Lions get to the Super Bowl, see all the fans out there in Vegas with a fan base that's been just so frustrated my entire life.
Yes. Yes. I think they would be the team that you would root for. Nobody has anything bad to say about the Lions. It's not like you go, man, do I hate the Lions? Well, they haven't been good enough. And nobody hates Barry Sanders, Herman Moore, Calvin Johnson. Like you don't go, man, I hate that team. I got bad memories. You know, they always beat it. Like they never did that. And you got a coach that you can like. I was going to say relate to, but I don't know if you can relate to, but you do. He's different. And you know, Jared Goff went to a Super Bowl, kicked to the curb, playing pretty well, except for one throw last night. But, yeah, I would say Detroit has become America's team. With apologies to the Cowboys, of course. All right. Seton says we have incredible breaking news music-wise. We're going to have that a little bit later. Seton, how incredible is this music news?
I mean,
a scale 1 to 10.
I mean, massive. It's I don't even know how to put it into on a scale from 1 to 10, 100?
Yeah. 100. Okay.
Couldn't be more timely.
Okay. Wow. Does it have to do with Taylor Swift?
It's I said it's big news, Dan.
Okay.
Oh. Whoa. I said this is a big deal.
Oh, okay.
11 years in the making.
All right, let's take a break. We'll take a break. Albert Breer will join us. Seton will have his incredible music news.
Massive.
That'll be coming up. Back after this. Kings Hawaiian Football Sunday. Slider Sunday. No better way to Sunday than with Kings Hawaiian Slider Sundays. They have the original Hawaiian sweet rolls, slider buns. Pretzel slider buns, soft, fluffy, irresistible. King's Hawaiian rolls are versatile. So versatile, you can create any kind of slider for your football get-together. How about, here's one for you. Now, you can go to kingshawaiian.com, recipe inspiration. How about the barbecue bacon meatball sliders? Savory meatballs made from the hickory smoked bacon, ground beef, sweet brown sugar barbecue sauce, topped with cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, pickles. And that's going to be on the original, the OG sweet rolls. Football Sundays. Man, that sounds good. King's Hawaiian Slider Sundays. The only way to Sunday, go to the bakery or deli section of your local store. Pick up those sweet, fluffy, irresistible King's Hawaiian rolls. And as always, make sure you enjoy. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. Hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. The vehicle all-electric, the feeling all-Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. He is the Monday morning quarterback, Albert Breer, back on the program. Give me the state of these two teams that played last night. Let's start with the Raiders. What condition are they in right now?
You know, they're sort of in this in-between, Dan, because they did these things, you know, when Dave Ziegler and Josh McDaniels got there, you know, a year and a half ago, that really seemed targeted on taking advantage of the roster that they had and going and getting Devontae Adams and bringing Chandler Jones in. And, you know, there are players in that roster, again, that are in the prime of their careers, Max Crosby, Colton Miller, Josh Jacobs. So, you know, I think the Raiders have to go into today with an honest mindset and try to look at it and say, okay, where are we and where are we going? You know, after the way Jimmy's played, like, I don't know where they are at quarterback. You know, certainly I don't think Jimmy's played well enough for them not to be looking hard at taking one in the spring. And, you know, if you're starting over at quarterback, where does that leave you with the rest of your stars? You know, again, like, it's not a bad roster. It does have holes, though, and you got a lot of guys that are right in the prime of their careers. And so, you know, the question is, how do you get that quarterback position solved? Either leverage what's left with the group of players you have, or, you know, whether or not you make the decision to start over with someone new.
Do the Raiders sell today?
I don't think it was their intention going into the weekend. I know it wasn't their intention to move Devontae Adams. Here's what I do know. The Stephon Diggs thing, are you familiar with how that happened 3 years ago? Like, what actually prompted that? Do you remember?
No.
It was actually a tweet. All right, he tweeted something about, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but it pointed to him not being happy with the situation in Minnesota. No one thought he was getting traded at that point. Well, you know, Brandon Bean, the Bills general manager, saw the tweet, picked up the phone, called Rick Spielman, and I think 10 hours later, the trade happened. You know, so I'm telling you that story because they may not have an intention to trade Devontae Adams, but there are going to be general managers that saw Devontae Adams' reaction on the sideline yesterday and his reaction in the locker room yesterday. And I actually think, like, if you look at it, he looks like a good guy who's just frustrated. That's my perception, like, watching him, you know, and knowing what I know about him. I mean, if you're a team that needs a receiver, aren't you going to call up? Aren't you going to, like, make that phone call today? So they may not have an intention of trading Devontae Adams, but does somebody put something in front of them that they can't say no to today? I think it creates an interesting dynamic that's not all that unlike what happened with Stephon Diggs 3 years ago.
Where are the Lions right now?
They look like a powerhouse. I mean, if you want to throw out the Ravens game, which was, I mean, a disaster for them in just about every way possible, you know, like, they have legitimately, I was saying this a couple weeks ago, like, they don't look like a Cinderella. I know everybody wants to turn them into this cute Cinderella story. They operate like a pop powerhouse. They operate with strength in the lines of scrimmage. They operate with playmakers on offense, St. Brown and Gibbs, and I think Jameson Williams will get there. They got playmakers at linebacker. They got guys in the back end that look like they can really play. I mean, it's just It looks like a team that, you know, maybe we should be talking about them with the Niners and the Eagles and the NFC, you know. I think, you know, if you want to look at two teams really that have kind of stepped up into that arena, you know, because I think coming into the year we figured it maybe it'd be the Eagles and Niners and everybody else in a depleted NFC. If there are two teams that I think have sort of jumped up into that group, one would be Detroit, the other would be Seattle.
Does anybody of note get moved today?
So, like, it's hard to predict these things, right? Because I don't know that the biggest stars are actively being shopped. In fact, I'm sure they're not being shopped, you know. But again, these phone calls can happen, and we know Carolina is in sell mode. We know Minnesota is in sell mode. We know Denver is in sell mode. So the Panthers with Brian Burns, their contract negotiations have gone nowhere. In fact, there's been almost no communication since week one between the sides. He's in a contract year. They were offered two first-rounders and a third-rounder by the Rams last year. They turned it down. they want Brian Burns in their football team going forward. They can franchise him after the year and trade him then if they want to. They could pay him, although it doesn't seem like they're willing to go into the neighborhood Burns wants to be in to get there. So if somebody comes and offers them the Rams deal again, do they do it? That'd be one. Another would be Danielle Hunter in Minnesota. If somebody comes along and offers them a top 50 or 60 pick, which hasn't happened yet, but if somebody offers them that, he's 29 years old, he's a free agent, he may not be on the team past the next 10 games, your quarterback is hurt, do you do it? He'd be another one. And then to me, the biggest name would be out in Denver. Denver's going to listen on everybody. They need picks. So they'll listen on Jerry Jeudy. They'll listen on Courtland Sutton. They'll listen on Josie Jewell. They'll listen on Justin Simmons. What if somebody offers a Godfather package for Patrick Surtain? They have no intention of moving him, but what if somebody says, we'll offer you more than the Jaguars got for Jalen Ramsey in 2019, which was 2 ones and a 4. Do they at least think about it then? So that would be another big name to watch. And then, of course, I mean, you could go to your Saquon Barkley, you know, in New York. You could go to your Derrick Henry in Tennessee. Those guys are both in contract years. The Giants and Titans are more than willing to listen on all of their pending unrestricted free agents. I don't think those teams intend to move those guys. But, again, you never know what somebody could come along and offer when the deadline is there.
He's Albert Breer, the Monday Morning Quarterback. If Kyler Murray is healthy, will he start for the Cardinals?
I think they're going to play him, yeah. Like, I think they want to what I've heard is that they want to gather information on him. And, you know, I know there are a lot of people out there that think that the Cardinals are very focused on getting Caleb Williams or Drake May. I do think that they want to have, like, a full understanding of what they've got in-house in Kyler Murray. So that means playing him, and that means seeing what you've got. And either he plays great and he plays well enough to move you off of the first or second pick, or he doesn't, and then the decision's made and you're moving on after this year and you're taking either the USC quarterback or the North Carolina quarterback.
But if you're Atlanta,
yeah,
wouldn't you reach out and just say?
Well, so here's the problem though, Dan, right? Like, I think that makes sense, right? It makes sense. Like, could Minnesota or Atlanta or one of these teams look at it and say, yeah, you know what, we take on Kyler Murray. The problem is that you're not trading for the player, you're trading for the contract.
Yes.
And, like, if you are Arthur Smith and Terry Fontenot, no, you're now in year 3 in Atlanta, right? How many more years are you going to get?
One more.
Two? Maybe one more after this
year one? Yeah, probably.
Right. So if you trade for that contract, you're tying your job security to Kyler Murray.
But they have a better chance of winning and keeping their job with Kyler Murray than they do Desmond Ridder.
Right, but then doesn't take you out of play for a quarterback in April?
But you won't need one if you get Kyler Murray. If
you know, are you sure? Are you sure he's going to play that well? Like, that's the thing is, like, what the Falcons have told us with their actions, Dan, is
but they have a 19th pick right now, Albert.
They're not, what the Falcons have told us with their actions is they're not going to go all in on a quarterback until they are 100% sold that's the guy. You can argue whether it's right or wrong, but they're not going to do it until they are 100% sold that they've got the guy. They feel like they can coach it well enough, they can put good enough players in the roster to tread water until they get there, right? Sort of like, I don't know, like, this is different, but Andy Reid, we've talked about that before, where they took Alex Smith and they tread water until they got to Patrick Mahomes, right? They feel like they can tread water until they find a guy they're really willing to go all in on. I think the problem with Kyler Murray right now isn't the player, it's the contract. And I think if you, with ownership, with job, all that different stuff, like with everything that comes with giving a guy a $50 million a year contract or 46 or 47, whatever it is, I think it's 46, like, you are tying, if you are Kwesi Adofo-Mensah or Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota, or you're Arthur Smith or Terry Fontenot in Atlanta, you are tying your job security to Kyler Murray if you trade for him. Like, would you feel comfortable doing that?
If I'm sold on Kyler Murray, I don't want Kyler Murray, but if I think Kyler Murray in Atlanta,
right,
and with that, they have skilled position players. And Desmond Ridder doesn't appear to be the quarterback. You're gonna probably get fired because Desmond Ridder is not the quarterback.
Right. But you didn't sell out on Desmond Ridder. That's the thing. Desmond Ridder is making nothing. You can bench.
But you've got an 80-year-old owner. All of these owners are in their mid-70s or up, you know, in the 80s. Yeah. They don't want to be like, hey, let's try it again, you know?
Yeah, I know. And I think the hard thing is, like, everything with the quarterbacks is context, right? Like, Jared Goff wasn't good enough for the Rams, okay? Jared Goff got the Rams to a Super Bowl, but the Rams decided, you know what, at that price, it's not worth it. If we're going to spend that much on a quarterback, we need to level up. So they go and they get Matthew Stafford. They win a Super Bowl. Right decision, right? Like, you win that, you lift up Lombardi, you made the right call. Jared Goff goes to Detroit in a different context, right? Like, he's not the savior. Yeah. And a lot of the money's off of his contract now. And you know what? He's just fine, right? It's all context. And so if you are buying Kyler Murray on Jimmy Garoppolo's contract or Derek Carr's contract, that's much different than trading for his contract as it is right now.
True.
Because now if you trade for his contract as it is right now, well, because of the guaranteed money, you're tying yourself to the guy for multiple years. And eventually you have to, is that going to be good enough? Like when it comes down to it, when you're trying to get yourself over the top, is that going to be good enough? Or are you going to turn yourself into the 45-win NBA team that's paying a bunch of tier two stars too much money and can't get past Giannis, you know, can't get past
like the Knicks,
right? Like they do you want to be the like the, and that's the thing. That's what happens with these teams. Like when you pay a quarterback, when you pay a B quarterback with an A contract, there's a lot of evidence that shows us in recent years, at least, that puts you in a place where you're like that 45-win NBA team.
The 49ers got a lot of cap room.
They do.
They surprised us with McCaffrey, the trade deadline. Debo's hurt.
Yeah.
Why don't – would the Raiders make a trade with the Niners?
I don't know, CC, but that's so far down the list of their needs, don't you think? I mean, like the skill, offensive skill is not their problem, right?
But that's a luxury item. Okay, if you're Kansas City.
But how much are you going to get him on the field? You know what I mean? Like, if you're the Niners, like, it's like you got Kittle, you got Ayuk, who you're going to have to pay. You got Debo Samuel, you have Christian McCaffrey. I mean, if I'm the Niners and I'm taking a big swing, like, if I want to take a really big swing.
Then you go for Burns?
Burns or Surtain, right?
Oh, like, Surtain, yes, yes.
Like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
why would Sean Payton come into a situation with a quarterback who's on the back end of his career, and Sean is, you know, wants to show that he can win without Drew Brees?
Right.
Now you're going to get rid of all the all the receivers are available.
The reason you would do that is if you've decided that you're going to move on from that quarterback.
But then, do you think move on from Russ?
Well, if they're looking at it, because the interesting thing about Russell's contract, A, Sean didn't negotiate it. So Sean does it. So if it looks like a bad contract, well, Sean can say, well, that's not my contract, right? Like, I didn't do that contract with him. The interesting thing about Russell's contract is it would be very expensive for them to get it out of it after this year. Like, I think they'd have to pay, it's like a $37 million. They'd have to pay or $39 million of future money and guarantees to get out of it, right? But it's almost as expensive to get out of it the year after. So in other words, if you bail after this year, you're effectively going to have to pay like a $39 million buyout to get out of the contract. But if you wait until next year, right, you're going to have to pay a $37 million buyout to get out of it after 24. So it's kind of like, all right, well, do we just bite the bullet now? You know, if you don't think he's that player, and I don't think he's been the problem either, but it's also like, you only have so long to build. So if you're Sean, do you look at it and say, keeping Russell here is kicking the can down the road? We need to pull the Band-Aid off. And if you're pulling the Band-Aid off, don't you look at your roster completely different then? And don't you say to yourself, you know what? We got to go and build some draft capital. Because remember, they were cleaned out by both the Russell Wilson trade and the Sean Payton trade.
Yeah.
They need picks.
Great to talk to you as always, Albert. Thank you.
All right, great. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
Albert Breer, the Monday morning quarterback. We'll take a break. Big music news. Dabo Sweeney goes off on a caller to his weekly radio show. We'll have all of that and your phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike, and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Fritzy started out with his Halloween costume. He was Tom Cruise from Risky Business. Not an elaborate costume. You just
put the sunglasses on and went and made the smiley face.
Yeah.
Not good for radio.
I would like to see you do the, when he is doing the lip syncing, or he's doing the Bob Seger
the floor with the socks and underwear.
No.
That would be funny.
And wouldn't be funny if I had to do it right now because I'm just wearing these sweatpants.
Yeah. Oh, well, you'd have to have tidy whities on.
That's
like,
true.
Like Tom Cruise.
Which I currently do not have.
Yes, Paulie.
I've never seen an interview with Tom Cruise where he talks in depth like it about Risky Business because that made him pretty famous. I wonder if when he was shooting that scene, he thought, well, this is going to be the worst scene of my life, or this is going to be my breakout. That movie's niche. You know, it kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah, but I don't know if he thought,
right,
like, this is going to be my breakout scene. If you're young, you're going to try anything. You're not famous. You're going to, and then he ended up dating Rebecca De Mornay after that movie, or during that movie. Yes, he.
I just pulled up the Risky Business Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Talk about movies that'll never be made again. Risky Business is a 1983 American teen sex comedy. Those don't happen.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're running a prostitution house.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. And trying to get into, what, Princeton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel.
Rebecca De Mornay.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Something else.
Yeah, that was a big deal. Yes.
Like the train ride.
Yes, Paul.
Before Risky Business, Tom Cruise started in Taps. He was pretty well known for that. He was a kind of very hyped up soldier.
Pledge or whatever he is.
Then the movie The Outsiders, which he was not one of the main guys. Like, he's one of the second tier guys. Like, he wasn't Swayze. Then Risky Business. Then All the Right Moves, very good football movie. Then Top Gun hit 2 years later.
Yeah, ball game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ball game.
He makes hits. He is as bankable as anybody. He's the most bankable movie star. I think he, and I don't think that's, is there anybody else who's more bankable than him?
Will Smith is up there. But I think Tom Cruise by far, I would think.
Because DiCaprio doesn't do, you know, big movie. He doesn't make bank the way Tom does. He has, his movies are more films.
They have more integrity. Really.
Mission Impossible? Come on.
More about the human experience.
Oh, is that what it
in
is?
In depth to the layers of.
Okay. Yeah. He's an actor. Actor. Yes,
it's not just about box office, Dan.
What about Harrison Ford?
Nah.
No?
Nah. I mean, he had a run where, but that was Indiana Jones.
Star Wars. Little
Star Wars, yeah.
Little franchise.
Yeah. A little bit.
The Fugitive did well.
Yeah. I mean, he had a run, yes.
Okay.
I'm talking about now. Who is the most bankable actor now?
Yeah, he didn't save the movie industry.
Like Tom Cruise did.
You're right.
The Fugitive was 1993. Yeah. I mean,
hello, Marvin. Yes, Paul.
I'm looking at most bankable actors, and it all changed when the Avengers and all those movies and Iron Man and stuff like that. It put Robert Downey Jr. up into a new list. But Tom Cruise, he's never done a superhero movie, right? He's never done...
He's a superhero in his movies.
But he's never... dipped his toe into that.
He doesn't need to dress up to be somebody. He's Tom Cruise.
He does his own stunts.
Thank you, Todd.
He just moved into action movies instead of superhero movies. You know, the Mission Impossible movies did well for him.
Seton has big music news. I want to play Dabo Sweeney on his weekly radio show going off on a caller. So, Seton, the big music news on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 100.
This band just announced, Dan, that they are going back on tour.
Okay, let's guess.
Don't tease us.
After 11 years, Dan, they're back. Creed announced they're making a comeback with their Summer of 99 tour.
Go ahead, man. Try it.
Yep. All right. The Summer of 99, it's them and a couple of other.
We're all winners. Creed is coming back on tour.
Does that make you feel like all of this stuff with them, like being at the Rangers and all these teams using their music was
but they didn't have anything to do with that.
No, they just happened to have been lining up this tour for all summer, and then, hey, look, in the World Series, they're using our songs in the...
Yeah, but do you think the Rangers are in cahoots with Creed?
I'm just saying the timing is amazing. The timing is just...
Creed
absolutely
is coming
incredible.
Back. I love it.
Good for them. Man, it's them Three Doors Down.
If they do Nickelback, how about Nickelback and Creed together?
They can't afford that.
Who's the headliner? Co-headlining? And what, they just alternate dates?
Yes, Todd.
Now they call it Greed because it's not about giving back to the fans or anything like that or about the music. They just want to make a few extra bucks before they call it a career.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Yes, Paul.
It's weird. You have to lay out for 11 years to be missed. You know, if they would have just been touring around like every 2 or 3 years, this wouldn't be a big deal.
Okay. All right.
What an influx of cash.
Like, I can't miss you if you don't leave.
Right. Yeah. You know, if they had just been touring and then all this stuff happened, back, it wouldn't be a big announcement.
Wow. I just looked over in the back row and I thought Tom Cruise sat down.
Nah, exactly.
That costume is really good,
Looks
Tom.
Like University of Illinois.
Yes, Marvin.
So will Scott Stapp be in studio? Because Creed is coming to Bridgeport. August 6th, 2024.
Wow.
So let's go.
Sure, I have Scott Stapp in here.
I think it opens in Green Bay, perhaps.
Okay.
Is this correct?
All right. Yes, Paul.
On their website, it says already announced there will be no guest singers on this tour.
Oh no!
Interesting that we put that on their website.
Also, Todd is not going to be able to sing.
Yeah, not.
Like a disclaimer.
Oh dear. I could just do the.
Coming up, we'll talk with Chris Mannix about the Clippers and the 76ers in that trade. Also, update the poll results if you can, Seton.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I put up there last night the Sixers got better or worse.
Okay.
65% of the audience say better. It seems hard to believe.
No, because Harden was really good during the regular season.
And it's funny, too, because when asked, the Sixers are calculated or a mess, 81% of the audience say they're a mess, but they actually got better.
I just want to know, what are you going to do with Joel Embiid? Because look what the Bucks did with Giannis. They went out and they got Dame. The 76ers are letting players go. Bucks went out and got Dame.
Trust the process, Dan.
Thank you, Todd. One more hour to go on this Tuesday. Happy Halloween. We'll come back with Chris Mannix and more of your phone calls. And Dabo Sweeney goes off on a caller to his radio show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.